You know, I've been rethinking how I style the smallest spaces in my house this summer. Instead of stressing over what won't fit, I've been looking at tons of versatile styles from Bob's Discount Furniture that actually multitask. Whether you're working from home or hosting guests, take that Betty dining set, for example. When it's just me, it's a compact, space-saving setup with a super comfy Bob-apedic seats. But it extends in a snap when company arrives. It comes in four fun colors, boasts over 1,500 five-star reviews, and at just $5.99 for a seven-piece set, you'll actually have a budget left for the dinner party. And if you love that retro chic vibe, they also have the Betty Bedroom Set featuring gorgeous felt-lined storage drawers and another 1,500 five-star reviews. Or if you just want to lounge, check out the Phantom Power Reclining Sofa. It's packed with cup holders, charging ports, and Bob-apedic cushions without taking over your whole living room. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
The best team coverage of Browns football is on WTAM 1100.
Training camp time in Berea. The Spill Wills. Mike Snyder alongside Fred Greatham. Orange and Brown Report checks in. Morning, Fred. I saw your post with some video, and as you, I mean, the headline talks about the competition with Shador and Watson. Even more interesting now because the old owner there, Jimmy Haslam, who says take the over, by the way, on the 5.5 wins, also says who knows down the road about how long Watson might be with this team, depending on how well he does this year. So talk about what you're seeing in front of your eyes there, in front of you, Fred, when it comes to Berea this week.
Yeah, I think obviously all options are on the table, but I don't think that anybody expects Watson to return regardless of what happens. But, you know, I don't know if you can publicly say anything at this point, like we're writing him off. But, you know, the thing about it is, as long as Shador Sanders keeps hanging around, it sure seems like, you know, that should be the direction to go. I mean, I watched yesterday and they kept going and nothing really was separating from each other. But they get down on the final play. Lights seem to be on, and Shador Sanders throws a beautiful pass in the corner of the end zone, you know, to end practice and lead the offense on a touchdown, the 2-minute drill. And he just seems to be somebody that maybe doesn't look like he's got the part, but it seems like when the lights come on, he makes plays. And if he keeps doing that, I don't know how you can go with Watson. Watson's just kind of been pedestrian, in my opinion. I mean, he's all right, but he just isn't really seizing the moment that you would think he would do and take advantage of the opportunity that he has.
Fred, that's a great point. Taking us right now, we hear Munkin say that, well, it's not really fair to judge anybody at this point as they're in what they call the installs. What does he mean by that? And when are the installs over that, okay, now we can start really judging things?
Yeah, the installs yesterday was the fifth day. They go to Thursday. And what he means is everything's in. And then he said, even though they're evaluating, that's when he's going to start scripting out specifically for each quarterback. In other words, have a little more mobility in the play calls for Watson because that's one of his strengths. And, you know, and the medium, over the middle, different passes, passing plays that are Shador's strength, using his accuracy. And so he actually said, you know, it's not one size fits all. He will script out specifically for them. And that's when he can evaluate if they're making the right reads, if they're doing what he wants them to do and so forth. So I really think that along with the pads, you know, there is a pass rush. Yesterday, you know, Jared Verse would have had at least one or two sacks. I mean, they blew the whistles. He just blew by. And Alex Wright also. And so I don't know if that's on the offensive line or if that's on the, you know, great play by the defenders. But all the way around, that's what they're trying to evaluate. Who's getting rid of the ball, if they've speeded up. It's easy to look pretty good when you're not getting hit and so forth. But all those things come into play. And, you know, he's evaluating more than maybe just what we as reporters or as fans are looking at.
Yeah, and until they really start tackling and all that, you're right. This game, it's a whole different game when they start really knocking you down. But they were in pads yesterday. You know, speaking of Monken, what do you see differently as you see these practices in terms of what he does on the field or how he conducts himself compared to, say, what we saw with Stefanski?
Yeah, I mean, he's a perfectionist, you know, to the aspect of he hates the pre-snap penalties, and that's music to the ears of Browns fans after what mm-hmm. we saw the last couple years with the false starts and so forth. And they do it over, and they do it till they get it right, and they keep track of every, you know, everything going on with it. And I do think that that's a big focus, but I just think overall he's demanding. They moved him. I don't know if this was why, but he meets with the media before practice. He was going to meet after, but in mini camp, many times he couldn't talk after practice. He's very vocal. He's hands on. He's the offensive coordinator, even though he's the head coach. So he is really, you know, on the players, demanding of them, and it trickles down to the coaches and so forth. So I think you're going to see, you know, as it goes on, a continuous physical camp and trying to get these guys, you know, ready to play come the middle of September.
Fred Greith, the Orange and Brown Report. Follow him on X at Fred Greith and 9. That's what he's been seeing. You can see for yourself today out there. Today, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, big week. Got the game in Canton on Thursday.
Yeah, so yeah. We're getting the season's here.
It's getting closer. Yeah. Fred, thanks much. We'll check in again tomorrow.
All right.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.